Hallelujah. 各位主所爱的弟兄姐妹, 大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
那我们今天下午的题目继续上午的专题, 至高者在人的国中掌权。
This afternoon, we will continue the topic for this morning, the Most High rules in the kingdom of man.
第二讲, 我们要探讨的是不可夸口的这件事情。
The second session, we will talk about the matter of not boasting.
我们看到伟大的这个尼布甲尼撒王，虽然他非常的成功。
We have seen the great King Nebuchadnezzar. He was extremely successful.
但是他一夸口，神就击打他了。
But when he boasts about himself, God struck him.
我们看但以理书的第四章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 4.
29节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 29.
但以理书4章29节。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
过了12个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说：“这大巴比伦，不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？” 31节。
Verse 31.
这话还在王的口中，尚未说完，有声音从天降下。啊，这个是早上我们所学习到的。
This is the passage that we learned this morning.
尼布甲利撒很伟大，很聪明。
King Nebuchadnezzar was a great and intelligent king.
他建的帝国在军事上、在建筑上、在文化上都所向无敌。
The empire that he had established was outstanding in military power, in architecture, and in culture.
他拥有当时的世界上面最大的权力。
He was the greatest powerhouse in the world at that time.
最多的财富。
And the wealthiest.
但是他夸口了。
But he boasted.
他说这个是他自己的伟大的力量所做的。
He boasted that all the success was done by his mighty power.
为了要传扬他自己的名。
For the honor of his majesty.
他一夸口。
And as soon as he boasted.
这句话还没有讲完。
Before he was able to finish the statement.
神的声音就下来了。
God's voice came down.
后来就把他谦卑变成一只好像野兽一样吃草如牛，失去人的心，变成兽的心。
And he was humbled down to be like a beast, and he had a heart that resembles a beast instead of a man.
大家觉得他发神经啊，所以不能在皇宫里面当皇帝了，就把他赶出去。
And people thought that he was insane, and he could no longer be the king, so they cast him out.
直到很长的一段时间之后。
And after a long period of time,
他又突然间就正常。
All of a sudden, he came back to his senses.
回来就做见证。
And he returned to his kingdom to testify.
所以这一篇呢，就是尼布甲利撒的见证。
So this passage records the testimony of King Nebuchadnezzar.
他得到个结论。
He came to one conclusion.
这是神呢，是全人类历史每一个国家都好最高的掌权者。
That God is the most high ruler in the history of mankind.
他有绝对的主权。
He has absolute sovereignty.
没有人可以跟他夸口。No
one can ever boast against him.
你一夸口，一定死得很惨。As
soon as you boast, then you will not end up well.
神可以拣选谁做王。God
can elect someone to be the king.
虽然他本来很卑微。Even
though he might be from a humble beginning.
神可以把他兴起成为最高。God
can raise him up to be the highest of all.
但是神也可以随时把他的位置拿走。
But at any point in time, God can also take it away, so that he would be reduced to nothing.
那我们这一节就专门来谈一谈不可夸口的这件事。
So during this session, we will talk about do not boast.
不但只是圣经告诉我们不可以夸口。
Not only does the Bible tell us not to boast.
历史上面有一些大家都知道的事件都告诉我们夸口是绝对危险的。
History also tells us that it's very dangerous to boast.
我们来看看一个历史啊，第一个就是大家都知道的铁达尼号的故事。
Let's look at one example from history, the famous example of Titanic.
我们知道100多年前。
We know that more than 100 years ago.
工业革命之后啊，这个造船技术啊发展的非常的厉害。
After the Industrial Revolution, the technology for building ship has advanced.
所以在英国船公司就造了一艘当时最大、最先进的游轮。
So in Britain, they built the best ship of that time.
可以载最多的客人。
It could contain the most number of passengers.
用最快的速度。
and it had the fastest speed.
可以环越这个大西洋。
And it was able to go around the Atlantic Ocean.
哎呀，里面很非常的豪华。
And within it was all sorts of luxury.
有好几百个客房。
There were hundreds of passenger rooms.
里面还有电梯。
There was even elevator in it.
这个是当时的这个创举。
It was a breakthrough technology of that time.
还有它的设计非常的稳固。
And its design was very stable.
它号称啊，这是永不沉没的这只船。
It was claimed to be an unsinkable ship.
因为它船舱的底部啊，是分隔开不同的这个安全窗。
Because the bottom of ship had many safety measures.
这是一个破的，它不会连着别的地方，因为每个是独立的。
If one of them was broken, it would not affect the other parts.
所以就算一个地方撞破了，它的水撞进去了也不会沉。
So if one part of the ship was broken and the water start to seep in, the ship would not sink because it would only affect that specific part.
大家都说这个是永不沉没的。So
people believe that it was an unsinkable ship.
在这个船要开处理航的那一天,
at the beginning of her maiden voyage,
那些船员啊，上面那些工作人员啊，被记者问啊，你觉得这个船真的不会沉吗？
The reporters came to ask the deckhands as to whether this ship was really unsinkable.
其中有人就回答，就算神要把它沉啊，都做不到。
And one of them replied, God himself could not sink this ship.
哇，你看多夸口啊，神都做不到，你看。
How arrogant was that? They believed that not even God could do it.
那接下来的故事大家都知道了。
And we all know how the story went.
这铁达尼号就撞到冰山。The
Titanic hit an iceberg.
为什么会沉呢？
Why did it sink?
如果它直直撞冰山是不会沉。If
it went head on to hit an iceberg, it would not have sank.
这是因为船上的人他们有可能打瞌睡啦，没有看得很清楚啦，到看到冰山的时候已经太近了，他们就拼命转弯。
But because the operators, perhaps they were dozing off, they weren't paying attention. By the time they saw the iceberg, they tried to turn the ship.
哇，那一转弯的时候啊，那个冰山从旁边这样子刮那个船身啊，好几个保护窗啊，同时破了。
And as they turned, the iceberg scratched the side of the ship and broke down the safety net one after the other.
不单只是一个窗啊，还有好几个。
Not just one, but it broke many.
所以太多了，同时要破了，所以终于沉下去。
Because so many parts were broken all at once, the ship sank.
对呀，你开口说永不沉没，神都没有办法，结果呢，就第一次出航就沉了。
So it was boasted that God himself could not even sink the ship, but it sank on its maiden voyage.
是，其实历史上面很多这样的例子。
In fact, there are many of such events, such examples throughout history.
让我们知道。 有一个很重要的教训,
so that we can learn a very important lesson.
我们看希伯来书第一章,
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 1.
希伯来书一章的二节,
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2.
希伯来书一章的二到三节,
chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
一章二到三节请读。
Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
这里说神,他的儿子耶稣基督啊,他是用全能的命令托住万有。
Here it says, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he had the authority over all things, which is over you and I.
如果他不托住,他手拿开了,
if he does not sustain you and I and he remove his hands, then we will fall down.
神说有就有,
God says, yes, and
神,
there will be.
神说把这个人立起来,他就立起来。
If God wants to raise someone up, then he will be lifted up.
神说要他倒,他就倒。
If God wants to knock him down, then he will be knocked down.
所以真的是神在我们身上有绝对的主权。
So truly, God has absolute sovereignty over us.
不信神的人,因为他们不认识神,所以他们会夸口。
Those who do not know God, because they don't believe in God, then they would boast.
我们认识神,我们知道不能夸自己。
But we know God, so we know that we cannot boast of ourselves.
所以我们今天最主要的信息是什么？
So So what's the most important message today?
下一页就是不可夸口。
So the next slide tells us do not boast.
如果你过去有夸口的习惯,
if in the past you have a habit of boasting,
今天开始我们要改。
Starting from today, we have to change.
人很喜欢夸口。
Men all like to boast.
但是圣经也告诉我们, 如果你心中有爱, 有神的爱, 你也不会夸口。
But the Bible tells us that if you have the love of God in your heart, then you will not boast.
我们看哥林多前书13章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
哥林多前书13章第4节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸。哎，这里说爱是不自夸的。
Here it says love does not boast.
如果一个人心中没有爱,
if there's no love in someone's heart,
他很没有安全感,
then he will have no sense of security.
他就会一有机会就会夸自己。
Then with every opportunity he gets, he will boast.
这是人的心理啊。
That's what's in his heart.
有时候你越没有什么，你就越夸什么，你怕人家看不起你。
Sometimes the more lacking you have, the more you want to boast about that because you're afraid that people will look down on you.
怕人家看不起你，所以一定要炫耀自己的财富。
Because you're afraid that people will look down on you, then you start to boast about your wealth.
你心里面没有爱啊，缺乏爱啊，就会很空。
If you lack love in your heart, then you will feel very empty.
所以我们今天的学习就是不可以自夸。
So today we should learn about not boasting.
那人在哪几方面特别要注意，不可以自夸呢？
So which few aspects do we need to pay special attention to?
好，我们看耶利米书的第9章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米的9章的23节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
耶利米书9章23节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。Thus
says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
这里说，通常一般人会夸口，都是因为有一些条件别人没有的。
Ordinarily, people will boast about things that others don't have.
这三样东西呢，是通常一般人很容易拿来夸自己的。
And the three things mentioned here are the things that people often boast about.
如果你有其中一样，你已经比别人突出了。
If you have even one of these, then you are already outstanding.
如果你多过一样的话，你就更厉害。
If you have more than one, then you are indeed even more outstanding.
很少人说有这些条件不夸口的，很少。
There are few people with these qualities who do not boast.
如果有，这个人的灵修一定很高。
If there is, then this person must have a very high level of spiritual cultivation.
好，第一个。
First,
不可以因为人的智慧夸口啊。
Do not boast about human wisdom.
什么叫人的智慧？
What does it mean, human wisdom?
这个人特别聪明。
Someone may be especially smart.
他可能特别会读书。
He might be good in his study.
他读的分数特别高。
And he has high grades.
最好的学校毕业。
He graduated from the best university.
或者是呢，他有很多学位，不单止一个，别人一个学位，他念了好几个学位。
Or perhaps he has a very high level of education, and he doesn't just have one degree. He has multiple degrees.
有一些呢，拼命读书啊，分数还是。 马马虎虎，有一些人随便读一下就100分。
Some people might have studied their heads off and they still don't get good grade. Some people just spend a little bit of time and then they excel.
通常会读书的人，他们的智商非常高。
Usually those who excel academically have high level of intelligence.
所谓的 IQ 智商的指数。
So we are talking about intelligent quotient.
如果正常人是100，哇，你150，你不得了。
If regularly people have 100 score and you have 150, then you are highly intelligent.
超过200的人很少。
Those who exceed 200 are rare.
历史上最高最高那个人呢，靠近300分。
The highest IQ someone has throughout the history is close to 300.
所以有一些人认为他天生比较聪明。 所以他就会夸口自己。
And some people, because naturally they are smarter, they start to boast.
但是圣经说啊, 就算你很聪明啊, 也不要夸你的聪明。
But the Bible tells us that even if you are wise and intelligent, do not boast about it.
为什么?
Why?
有几个原因呢?
There are a few reasons.
第一, 这个聪明, 就算你比别人聪明, 也是神给你的, 不是你自己努力得来的。
First, even if you were smarter than everyone else, your intelligence is given to you by God. It's not something you earn.
不是你在妈妈肚子里面很努力哦，所以在里面拼命学啊，所以一生出来就变比别人聪明。
It's not because you've worked so hard in the womb of your mother, and that's why you were born smarter than everyone else.
是神让你聪明。
But God made you smarter.
既然不是你自己的努力得来的。
And since you have not obtained this through your own effort, there's nothing to boast.
再来,
Next,
就算人很聪明,
even if you are relatively smart, in the eyes of God, we are still foolish. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第一章,
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的第一章,
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
21节,
Verse 21.
哥林多前书1章21节.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For things in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
这里说人的智慧的有限。
Here it talks about the limit of human wisdom.
好，你真的很聪明，你别人聪明一点点，你读书快一点，你学位多拿两个。
Yes, you may be smarter than some other people. You are more efficient in your study, and you have obtained 2 degrees.
但是这是人的聪明而已。
But this is still human wisdom.
其实读书啦，学位啊，其实都是领域都很窄的。你一个方面你是专家，在另外一个领域方面你完全不懂。
In fact, when you study, it's actually very restrictive. You might excel in one field, but you know nothing about the other field.
譬如说你是数学博士，你数学很厉害。
For example, if you have a PhD in math.
但是你音乐可能一句都不懂，你唱歌你都走音。
But you may know nothing. You may not know anything about music.
没有人可以每一样东西都懂的。
Nobody can be knowledgeable in everything.
这个就是智慧的有限。
So this is the limit of our intelligence.
就算你世上每一样东西你都懂,
even if you know everything in this world,
你也不懂属灵的东西,
you still don't know what's in the spiritual realm.
因为人的智慧跟神的智慧比起来差太远。
Because in comparison to God's wisdom, men fall so much short.
属灵的智慧是永远的, 下一页,
spiritual wisdom is eternal.
人的智慧是有限的。
Human wisdom is limited.
人的智慧只是自己的追求自己的理想跟快乐。
Our wisdom is used to pursue after our own ideals, dreams, and happiness.
神的智慧是让整个别人啊，整个世界啊，能够更美好。
But divine wisdom is to benefit and make better the whole world.
所以啊，在神面前我们懂得太少。
So before God, we really know very little.
有时候打开圣经看，哎呀，我很多东西我都不懂。
Sometimes when we flip through the Bibles, we realize there's so much that we don't understand.
所以啊，越有智慧的人其实应该越谦卑。
So the wiser you are, you should be even more humble.
所以不要夸口自己的什么智慧。
So do not boast about your wisdom.
好，第二个方面。
The second aspect.
圣经说，不要为自己的勇力来夸口。
The Bible tells us, do not boast about your might.
什么叫做勇力？
What does it mean? Might.
勇力就是你的体力啊，你的身体啊。
Might, it means your stamina and your body.
我们这一代的人啊，都很看重自己的健康。
This generation, we pay a lot of attention to our health.
大概到人到中年之后看重的不是世界，中年之后看重的是健康。
Usually, after middle age, we no longer look at the things of this world, but we focus on our health.
你看到身边一个人病倒了，你会觉得说，哎呀，要钱啊，什么用？如果没健康，没有意思。When
you see people around you falling ill one by one, and you start to realize that without health, nothing is meaningful.
好，那就开始运动了。
So you start to exercise.
开始吃这个吃那个了。
You start to eat healthy food.
按这里搓哪里呢？
And you start to develop healthy routine.
好了，这个时候有些人就会开始，哎，身体改善了，开始会夸一下自己了。
And after these, some people's health start to improve, and they start to boast.
哦，你知道我最近哦，做了这个运动之后啊，身体完全不一样。
Do you know after I have done these exercises, my body has become so much better?
或者是我吃了这个保健品之外啊，龙精虎猛。
Or after I have taken this health supplement, my stamina increased so much.
有一些人拼命运动啊，把身体练得很壮。
Some people exercise unceasingly so that they can become very fit.
明明五六十岁人了，但还是好像一个二三十岁的人，哇，整天在运动。
Some people in their 50s or 60s, they still act like they were in their 20s or 30s, and they exercise all day long.
当然，如果神让你身体改善，要感谢神。
Of course, if God allowed your health to improve, then give thanks to God.
但是不要因为这个夸口。
But do not boast because of it.
那不是你练、你吃、你休息、你会养生，你就能够健康。
But because it's not because of your training, your healthy routine, your healthy diet that you have become healthier.
如果你真的能够健康，真的有体力，真的有勇力，也是神帮助你。
If you can truly obtain health, greater stamina, and also greater might, it is also because of the help of God.
绝对不能夸。
So do not boast.
有好几次我这样的经验。
There are many times that I have experienced this.
别问我，传道你身体好不好
？Other people ask me, preacher, are you healthy?
我说感谢主啊，没什么事啊，好久没感冒了。And 结果讲完之后，下个礼拜就感冒。
And I reply, thank God, I've been doing fine. I haven't felt sick for a long time. Then the very next week, I feel sick.
哇，自己觉得没什么问题啊，结果一有这个想法，一讲一讲说，哎，对哦，好像很久没有看医生，哎，这个讲完。想都不就是讲都不行，想都不可以。有时候，哎，结果下个礼拜要不舒服了。
I thought there was nothing wrong with me, and as soon as I had this idea, the very next week I start to feel unwell.
我有碰过一些弟兄姐妹。
I have met some brothers and sisters.
他常常夸。
They often boast.
哇、哦，我身体一条牛一样啊！没有，我们过去几十年没生病。
Wow, I'm as strong as an ox. I haven't become sick for the past several years.
我的眼睛啊，年纪比年轻人还好啊。
And my eyesight is much better than young people.
讲的时候真的是很好。
When they are boasting, I'm sure they feel good.
讲完之后就不行。
But after they've boasted, things went wrong.
所以真的，就算你很健康，也没有什么好夸口。
So truly, even if you are very healthy, there's nothing to boast about.
你不要跟人家讲说，哇，你有什么厉害啊？参加什么运动啊？怎么做了什么
？And don't boast about how great you are to engage in all sorts of exercises or activities.
如果别人赞你很健康，很气色很好，你只能说，哎呀，神怜悯啊！不要讲，一切感谢主，不要夸。
If people praise you, saying that you are very healthy and you look so well, do not boast, just give glory to God.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
之前哈，我们这个最近不是有这个新冠肺炎嘛
？So recently we have this COVID-19 pandemic.
一开始的时候，很多一些篮球员啊、运动明星啊，都说没问题，我们哪会得病？
At the beginning, a lot of basketball players and sports celebrities, they said that no problem, we'll never get sick.
不肯戴口罩。
And they refused to wear masks.
开记者会的时候还特别摸一下麦克风，别人说你不要摸，拼命摸一下。
And during their interview by the reporters, people asked them not to touch the microphone, but they insist on touching it.
他们觉得我是职业运动员，我那么壮，我那么健康，怎么会得病？
They believe that they're professional sportsmen and they are so strong. There's no way they will get sick.
结果很多啊，现在有名的大咖的运动明星都得病。
But now a lot of very well-known NBA players have tested positive.
所以啊，你说谁可以夸口
？So there's no one who should be boasting.
做好防范，做好自己的本分。
Do our best. Take all precautions.
一切还是要靠神。
And leave everything else to the Lord.
啊，第三点。
The third point.
圣经说，也不可以因为自己的财富而夸口。
The Bible tells us, don't boast about your wealth.
人最容易夸的就是自己的钱。
It's the easiest for people to boast about their riches.
因为这个社会用你拥有多少钱来衡量你的价值。
Because this society measures our value by how much we have.
穷人是一般人看不起的。
People usually look down on the poor.
还讲得很难听，不是穷人，还说人是穷鬼啊，把人家人说成鬼啊。
They may even label them with bad names.
这个很不好。
This is very wrong.
你有几个钱，又怎么大不了呢？
Just because you have some money, you don't boast about it.
圣经告诉我们，绝对不要因为财富而夸口。
The Bible tells us, do not boast about your wealth.
我们看诗篇49篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 49.
诗篇49篇的第六节。
Psalm 49 verse 6.
49篇的第六节
49 verse 6
那些倚仗财富自夸钱财多的人第七节
verse 7
一个也无法赎自己的弟兄也不能替他将赎价给神第八节
verse 8
叫他长远活着不见朽坏因为赎他生命的价值极贵只可永远罢休 49篇的第六节
Verse 6 Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever.
这里告诉我们为什么不要因为自己的钱来夸口。
Here it tells us the reason why we should not boast because of our riches.
第一，其实啊，你的钱，你能够赚钱，也是神给你的机会。
First, the fact that you're able to earn money is an opportunity given to you by God.
有句话，小富有俭，大富有天，这句话是真的。就是如果你一点点富有的话，因为你很勤劳啊，存钱。
There is a Chinese saying that, which means that if you have a little bit of wealth, it might be that you work hard.
You and save a lot, right?
And you save a lot.
但是大富啊，这是 super rich啊，就是因为是神给你的机，上天给你的机会。
But if you become super rich, the only reason behind it is that it was given by God.
你没有这种机会，你赚不到那么多钱。
Without an opportunity given to you by God, there's no way you could have earned so much.
比如说以前人家问全世界最有钱的是谁，那是 Bill Gates 嘛。
For example, in the past, when people ask who is the richest man in the world, it was Bill Gates.
他刚好生长在他出道的时候，就是生长在这个个人电脑刚好要发展的时代。
When he first came out to do business, it was a generation when computer technology was booming.
大家对个人电脑有需求，所以他写的软体才需要用啊。
And people started to have a high demand for personal computer.
啊，那如果他就早50年出生，
if he were to born 50 years earlier,
他是晚20年出道，他就没有这个机会。
Or 20 years later, then he might not have this great opportunity.
现在最有钱的人就不是他了。
And today, he probably would not be the richest man in the world.
现在最有钱的是 Jeff Bezos, Amazon的大老板。
And now, the richest man in the world is the CEO of Amazon.
他的 net worth 超过100个 billion.
His net worth has exceeded
超过
100 billion.
哇，这个很恐怖，你算都没有办法算到底有多少个零在后面。
This is amazing. Like you lose count of how many zeros are behind it.
他就是刚好他做这个是刚好这是在这个网络的这个 e-commerce 的时代的开始。
So when he became the CEO, it's also just at the perfect timing when online businesses are booming.
他如果现在才出道来开这个东西，就没有这种机会了。
If he only begins now, then he would not have such a good opportunity.
所以你能够赚钱是神给你的机会。
So for you to able to earn money, it's opportunity given by God.
但是这里告诉我们，为什么不要用自己的钱来夸口？
Here it tells us why we should not boast about our riches.
最主要是你的钱没有办法买一条灵魂。
Here, the most important reason is that you cannot even redeem one soul with your riches.
没有错，你有钱可以买很多东西。
It's true that you can buy many things with your money.
但是你绝对买不到灵魂。
But there's no way you can ever buy souls.
你不能买你弟兄的灵魂。
You cannot purchase your brother's soul.
比如说，哎，他本来下地狱的，你不能说，且神啊，我100亿给你，你不要给他下地狱。
If your brother was to go into hell, you cannot offer certain sum of money to God to redeem him.
你也不能买自己的灵魂。
You can also never redeem your own soul.
比如说神要把你下地狱了，你不能说神啊，我世上的银行我全部给你。
Through money, for example, if God was to say that you are supposed to be going to hell, you cannot say, I'll give you all my savings in my bank account.
你要多少全部拿，你自己拿。
No matter, like, just take whatever you want.
他说你开玩笑，我要你这钱做什么？这是世界的东西啊。
God will reply you, are you joking? What use is it for me to have all your money? These are the things of the world.
你的钱连你自己的灵魂都买不了。
So your money cannot even buy the redemption of your own soul.
只能够永远罢休啊。
And you can only cease forever.
那你要怎么好夸呀？你的钱能够做什么？
So what is there to boast? What good use is there for your money?
你的钱在你离世那一天，对你来说一点价值都没有。
The day when you pass away, your money, you cannot take it away with you.
所以有什么好夸的呢？
So what is there to boast?
我们的钱有一天也离开我们。
One day our money will leave us.
所以你就算有钱，也不要夸。
So even if you have money, do not boast.
不要看不起那些没钱的人。
Do not look down on those who do not have it.
你不要常常告诉别人你有多有钱。
And do not boast about and show off about how rich you are.
你有钱，你就想想神啊，你给我这个钱，你要我用来做什么？
When you have money, think about what God wants you to do with it.
不是用来炫耀自己的富有。
Not so that you can show off.
不是买一些不需要的东西，整天在炫富。
Not so that you can buy things you don't need to show other people how rich you are.
而是用来帮助别人啊。
But it is so that you can help others.
帮助教会的圣工。
To help the holy work of the church.
帮助贫穷的弟兄姐妹。
Help brothers and sisters who are poor.
像我们之前有讲，为了非洲的弟兄姐妹，新冠肺炎还有蝗虫的灾害影响筹款的事情。
For example, a while ago, we have announced that we have an African ministry charity fund to help the brothers and sisters in Africa who have been affected by COVID-19 and their locust disaster.
很多弟兄姐妹被神感动。
And many brothers and sisters were touched.
这个奉献当中啊，有寡妇的一个小钱，也有小朋友的一个小钱。
And among the offerings we have received, there was a little coin from a widow and a little girl.
也有神感动的，是刚退休的弟兄姐妹，手上有退休金，他们就奉献一大笔来帮助穷困的弟兄姐妹。
God also moved brothers and sisters who have recently retired to offer up their part of their retirement fund.
这个都是神悦纳。
And God is pleased with all these offerings.
比你用来自己夸口或者当守财奴，这个更有意义。
In comparison to using money to boast or to save them up, this is much more meaningful.
好了，除了这三样之外，我们还要多加两点，不可以夸口。
So other than these three, we are adding two points about not boasting.
我们不要为明天夸口。
So fourth, do not boast about tomorrow.
箴言二十七章。
Proverbs chapter 27.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言二十七章的一节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1.
不要为明天自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不能知道。
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth.
这里圣经告诉我们，不要为明天自夸。
Here the Bible tells us, do not boast about tomorrow.
为什么不要为明天自夸？
Why?
因为你明天会遇到什么事，你根本不知道，没办法掌握。
Because you don't even know what will happen tomorrow, nor is it in your control.
有些人很多计划。
Some people make many plans.
我退休之后我要去哪里玩，去哪里，去哪里，做什么，做什么。
After I'm retired, I'm gonna go travel around and I'm gonna do a lot of things.
说实在啊，你活到几岁你也不知道。
Honestly speaking, you don't even know how long you can live.
我活到退休才说吧。
So why don't you talk about this at the time of your retirement?
或者是你活到退休的时候，可能主耶稣也来了，你也没有机会做这些事情。
Or maybe by the time of your retirement, the Lord Jesus' second coming has already taken place, and there's no chance for you to do all these things.
或者是你继续活着，但是你没有健康，也做不了这些事情。
Or perhaps you may still be alive, but you have no health, then you are not able to do the things you have planned.
所以计划是可以计划，但是不要太过强调，也不要太过夸口。
So it's okay to make plans, but do not overemphasize on them, nor should you be boasting about them.
尤其是这个新冠肺炎，真的是告诉我们哦，今天过好就好了，也不要想那么远。
Especially with this COVID-19 pandemic, it really reminds us to just focus on today. Do not think so far ahead.
有人说了，哎呀，什么时候要变回正常啊？
Some people ask, when can we return to normal?
这个谁知道能不能正常？
Who knows when it will happen?
这个世界发展的这个样子。
The world has changed so much.
越来越乱。
it becomes more and more of a mess.
今天有的来聚会, 你就把握机会来聚会。
When you have the opportunity to come to attend service today, take hold of it.
今天有机会做圣工, 你就不要推迟。
When you have an opportunity to do holy work today, do not say no.
今天能够奉献, 你就不要等明天, 明年。
When you have an opportunity to offer today, do not wait until next year.
明天不是你的。
Tomorrow is not in your hand.
今天才是你的。
But today is.
所以我们不要为明天夸口。
So do not boast about tomorrow.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James, chapter 4.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书四章十三节。
James, chapter 4, verse 13.
你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去哪里住一年，做买卖得利。 14节。
14.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么。 原来是一片云雾，住进少时都不见了。15节。
15.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。啊，这些真的提醒我们很多的道理。
This passage reminds us of a lot of teachings.
尤其是第15节。
Especially verse 15.
我们只可以说，主若愿意。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills.
下个礼拜我们能不能再见？ 主若愿意。
So are we able to see each other next week, if the Lord wills?
明年我能不能再来？ 主若愿意。
Am I able to come again next year, if the Lord wills?
不要夸明天，明年吧。
Do not boast about tomorrow or next year.
好，再来第五点。
The fifth point.
我们也不要为自己的儿女夸口啊。
Do not boast about your children.
这个比较特别啊。
This is a more unique point.
有一些人呢，不太会夸自己。
Some people, they don't really boast about themselves.
但是呢，有一些时候啊，人呢喜欢夸自己的孩子。
But sometimes they really like to boast about their children.
因为啊，自己做不到的，他希望孩子可以替他完成这种理想。
Because what they have been unable to accomplish, they want their children to accomplish for them.
有一次学校的文化会表扬，哇，你得什么奖？ 你是第几名？你什么才艺？哇，都会表扬。
Especially in schools, it's a culture to praise and lift up those who excel.
当然，如果孩子读书读得好，有才艺，或者是表现很好，父母是要鼓励他。
Of course, if your children are getting good grades, if your children have good performance or specific talents, then you should praise them.
但是如果在别人面前常夸自己的儿女的话，
But if you often boast about your children in front of others,
这个不是很好。
This is not so good.
有些父母啊，连那个孩子说，哦，我孩子才2岁，就会玩iPad，哦，这个也拿出来夸一下。
Some parents even boast that their children are only 2 years old and they can already play on the iPad.
我的孩子啊，比你的孩子先会走路哎。
And my child learned how to walk before yours does.
哇，他先会讲话哎。
My child learns how to speak first before yours.
有时候不会直接比下去，但是有时候都会常常讲。
Of course, sometimes you might not make the comparison so plainly, but you boast all the time.
如果神让你孩子真的比较优秀，
If God really helps your child to be outstanding,
你更不要在别人面前夸他。
Then all the more you should not boast.
你夸他，他就更骄傲。
Because when you boast, your child may become proud.
优秀的孩子要学习的就是谦卑。
Outstanding children need to learn to be humble.
怎么低调？
And to lay low.
怎么把荣耀归给神？
And to give glory to God.
比如说孩子啊，告诉你，妈妈，我100分了，要100分了。
For example, if your child tells you, "Mom, I got perfect score again."
那你要怎么讲？
What should you say?
你要问他，谁帮助你拿100分的？
You should ask him who helped you to get 100%.
如果他有来教会啊。 他都会想，哎呀，主耶稣帮助我。
If he comes to church, he would start to think and realize that the Lord Jesus was helping him.
那你会讲主耶稣帮助你就很好，感谢主。
And you should say that it's good that you know the Lord Jesus was helping you. Thank God.
记得不要骄傲哦。
Remember, do not become proud.
尽力就好了。
All you need to do is to do your best.
还要你提醒他。
And you should remind him.
学校100分不是最重要。
Just because you get perfect score. Sorry, excuse me. Getting perfect score in the school is not the most important.
信仰我们也要考高分一点哦。
But what's more important is to get good score in our faith.
这个也是提醒他。
And this will remind him.
不用在身边的人面前提醒他，哇，告诉别人你的孩子在。 在学校多厉害。
We don't have to boast to the people around us as to how great our child is.
这个也是我们要注意的。
So we should pay attention to this.
再来第六点。
The sixth point.
不要为自己所行的善事而夸口。
Do not boast about our own good deeds.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音六章的第三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 3.
请读啊。六章第三节。
But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
第四节。
Verse 4, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
所以说当你做善事的时候要注意。
The Lord Jesus tells us that when you do a charitable deed, you have to be careful.
不要叫左手知道你右手做的事。
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
这是个形容。
This is a description.
这是很低调。
For you to remain low key.
你做了什么好事，不要去告诉全世界。哎呀，你知道吗？我多牺牲了多大。
Just because you have done something nice doesn't mean you should go ahead and tell the world what you have done.
你从别人当中得到赞赏，神就不赞美你，就不赞赏你。
When you have received praises from men, then God will no longer praise you.
你不夸口自己所做的，天父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
If you don't boast about your deeds, your father who sees in secret will reward you.
我们教会真的有很多弟兄姐妹很低调。
Our church has a lot of brothers and sisters who are very low key.
偷偷为教会做了一些事。
They do good deeds for the church in secret.
偷偷帮助别人。
They help others in secret.
别人都不知道是谁。
Other people don't even know who they are.
他们还故意交代不要让别人知道。
And they especially ask us not to let other people know what they are doing.
因为别人不知道，他们就不会夸你啊，因为不知道是谁做的。
Because if other people don't know, then they will not praise you.
你让别人知道，就是给人家夸你的机会。
But if you let other people know what you're doing, then you are giving them an opportunity to praise you.
记得哦，别人夸一次，天上的奖赏就少一点。
Remember, if you receive one praise from men, then your reward in heaven will decrease.
这是主耶稣的原则啊。
This is the principle of the Lord.
你一直喜欢别人夸你，天上你就没有奖赏。
If you love praise from men, then you will end up with no reward in heaven.
所以啊，不要夸口自己所做的善事。
So do not boast about the charitable deeds that you have done.
那你说传道，这也不能夸，那也不能夸，我信了主之后我能讲什么？
So you may ask me, preacher, if I cannot boast about this and I can't boast about that, so after I have believed in the Lord, what can I say?
是不是我要过一个很自卑的生活啊？别人讲的时候，我都什么都不能讲。
Should I live a life with a strong sense of inferiority and not able to say anything good?
圣经也想到这一点，所以给我们夸两样事情。
The Bible also considers this point, and therefore it provides two points for us to boast.
如果你真的要夸。
If you really want to boast,
你就夸主耶稣吧。
Then boast of the Lord Jesus.
只能夸主耶稣。
You can only boast of the Lord.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
31节。
Verse 31.
哥林多前书一章31节。
Chapter 1 verse 31.
如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口啊。
That, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
夸口这是荣耀的意思。
So here, glory also means boast.
那夸口夸谁呢？其实耶利米书第九章里面有讲啊。
So who should we boast about? In fact, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9 also tells us.
我们看回来耶利米书九章二十四节啊。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 24.
耶利米九章二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以使夸口，这是耶和华说的。
But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这里要夸什么？
Here it tells us what to boast about.
夸认识谁是神。
We should boast about knowing who is God.
今天有时候你去餐馆吃饭啊，如果那个老板认识某某名人 名人来吃一顿饭，他一定抓着拍一张照，然后放在墙壁上面。
Today, when you go to the restaurant, if the owner knows some celebrities have visited their restaurant, he would take a photo with the celebrity and hang them up on the wall.
其实他也不是真的是认识那个总统啦，那个总理，只是人家来吃饭，他把他抓起来拍张照而已。
In fact, the owner may not personally know these celebrities or the prime ministers or president, but he just took a picture with them.
但是如果你真的认识那些名人，你也多荣耀啊。
But if you really know those celebrities, then you would feel a lot of honor.
我们都是平民百姓，也不认识总理，不认识英女王，不认识总统。
We are just an ordinary citizen. We don't know the Queen of England. We don't know the Prime Minister or the President.
对了，你认识他了，他不认识你。
Well, we do know them, but they don't know us.
但是我们要夸什么？
So what should we boast about?
我们夸我们认识神呢。
Let's boast about knowing God.
谁是神呢？
Who is God?
谁是耶和华？
Who is
the Lord?
The Lord.
这是耶稣基督啊，就是这位自由拥有的神。
He is Jesus Christ.
他为我们钉十字架。
He was crucified for us.
他爱我们，爱到为我们的他的宝血都为我们流出来。
He loved us to the point that he shed his precious blood for us.
他爱我们，为我们牺牲那么大。
To the point that he made great sacrifice for us.
他愿意住到我们的心里。
He is willing to come into our heart.
愿意住到我们家里。
He's willing to live within our family.
愿意带领我们的一生。
He's willing to guide us our whole life.
你看这个值不值得夸
？So isn't this worthy for us to boast?
所以如果你什么都比不起人，你不用自卑。
So if you fall short of others in every aspect, do not feel a sense of inferiority.
我也没什么钱。
I may not have a lot of money.
也不算聪明。
I'm not very smart.
体力又不好。
I don't have great stamina.
孩子也不是特别优秀。
And my children are not really outstanding.
我的人生都很平凡。
My life is ordinary.
哎，神最喜欢这些人。
But God loves ordinary people.
你谦卑，神就爱你。
When you humble yourself, God loves you.
神就做你的主。
And God will become your Lord.
所以保罗就是说了，夸口的当指着主夸口啊。
So Paul has told us, for those who boast, boast in the Lord.
我有主耶稣，我什么都够了。
When I have the Lord Jesus, I have enough.
我不用跟你们比。
I don't need to compare with others.
有主耶稣，我全世界，谁给我都不要。
When I have the Lord, even if you were to offer me the world, I would not take it in exchange.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第十四节啊。
Verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我主耶稣的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
保罗说，我不以别的夸口。
Paul said that I do not boast about anything.
保罗信耶稣之前，他是个法利赛人，他有地位，有名声。
Before Paul believed in the Lord Jesus, he was a Pharisee. He had a high standing in society and good reputation.
别人尊重他，因为他是个法利赛的老师。
People respected him because he was a teacher of the Pharisees.
他信耶稣之后，他什么都没有。
After he had believed in the Lord Jesus, he lost everything.
有时候还要为了福音的缘故被下到监牢里面。
Sometimes he was even imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
但是他不害羞。
But he did not shy away.
他说：“我要夸的话，我就夸这个十字架。”
He said that if I were to boast, then I would boast of the cross of our Lord.
我们就要知道，基督教的记号就是十字架。
We know that the mark of Christianity is the cross.
他虽然没有带着十字架
，even though he did not carry a cross.
他十字架在他的心里。
But the cross was in his heart.
耶稣基督为我死，我是何德何能呢
？The Lord Jesus has died for me. Who am I?
今天有人会愿意替你死吗
？That someone today would die for you.
你朋友会替你死吗
？Would your friend die for you?
你兄弟姐妹会替你死吗
？Would your siblings die for you?
没有人会替你死的。
Nobody would die for you today.
大家都很现实，大家都很爱自己，谁会替你死
？Everybody is very practical and they love themselves.
但是耶稣爱我们，爱到替我们死。
But the Lord Jesus loved us to the point that He died for us.
所以一想到这个，他就心中很感恩。
So when Paul thinks about this, he was greatly moved.
所以他夸十字架。
So he boasts of the cross.
别人看不起十字架，他就因十字架来夸口。
other people despise the cross, but he would boast of the cross.
所以今天我们有没有因为这个十字架夸口？
So today, have we boasted of this cross?
别人笑你, 哎呀, 那么笨, 去什么教会, 当什么基督徒?
Other people may laugh at us, thinking that we're so foolish to become a Christian.
这个不能做, 那个不能做。
You can't do this and you can't do that.
你就说, 感谢神, 这个是我最宝贵的身份。
Then you should reply, thank God, this is my most precious status.
耶稣爱我。
The Lord loves me.
再来, 可以再夸一样东西。
Next, there's something else you can boast.
可以夸自己的软弱。
You can boast of your own weaknesses.
看哥林多后书12章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书12章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第9节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书12章9节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
12章第9节。
Chapter 12 verse 9.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用。 因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。And
he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
保罗啊，说他喜欢夸一样东西。Paul
said that there's one thing that he loved to boast.
他夸什么？
What is it?
夸自己的软弱。
His own weaknesses.
保罗啊, 在写这个哥林多后书的时候, 把自己的软弱全部写出来。
When Paul was writing the letters of the Corinthians, he wrote up all his weaknesses.
啊, 他很多软弱。
He had many.
像11章的第30节。
For example, in chapter 11, verse 30.
11章29节。
Verse 29.
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不着急呢？
He said, "Who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation?"
我若必须自夸，就夸关乎我软弱的事吧。
If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity.
通常一般人对自己的软弱都是藏起来，不让人家知道。
Ordinarily, people like to hide their weaknesses so that people won't find out.
因为给人家知道好像很丢脸。
Because they feel embarrassed to let people know it.
结果自己家里的事不光彩。
These are what happened behind closed doors, and it's not something that can bring me glory.
别人知道我的事会怎么来讲我呢？
If other people know this, then what kind of comments would they make behind my back?
所以大部分的人都是把自己的软弱收得好好的，包在这里面。
So most people hide their weaknesses very well.
然后把最好看的一面表现出来。
And they present to others their best side.
你好不好？我很好，很好。
Are you well? Oh, I'm doing fine.
姐妹，看你挺忧愁的。我没事，我没事。
Sister, you look a bit sad. Oh no, I am perfect.
因为你不要在人面前承认你有软弱。
Because you don't want to admit to others of your weaknesses.
你不想让他知道你的软弱。
You don't want other people to know.
你让别人看你说，哎呀，你真好啊，你信心真好啊，你永远说感谢主啊。
You want people to look at you and think that you are always doing so well and your faith is so high and you always give thanks to God.
但是我们想一个问题。
But let's think about one question.
你不承认软弱, 但是你的软弱会消失吗?
When you refuse to admit your weaknesses, would they just go away?
你不承认软弱, 你就变得刚强吗?
When you refuse to admit your weaknesses, would you become strong?
有时候我们在自己骗自己。
Sometimes we're just deceiving ourselves.
表面我们都很好，其实里面很脆弱。
On the surface, we all seem pretty good, but inside, we are very weak.
结果越来越软弱，别人也不知道，只有你自己知道。
Then you become weaker and weaker inside, not known to others except you.
那魔鬼就一个一个打破，打破，打倒。
And Satan would come in and knock us down one by one.
因为别人不会帮你啊。
Because other people would not help you.
你自己也没力量。
And you lack strength to help yourself.
但是保罗他突破自己的防线。So
Paul had broken through his own line of defense.
他写给哥林多教会。He
wrote to the church of Corinth.
哥林多教会是很看不起保罗的一个教会，常常说他坏话的，常常不听他话的一个教会。The
church in Corinth actually looked down on Paul, and they often badmouthed him.
但是保罗说，我也是一个普通人，我也会有软弱。
But Paul told them that I am an ordinary man. I have my weaknesses.
他说如果我夸，我要夸自己的软弱。
If I boast, I boast only of my weaknesses.
我自己没有什么了不起。
I have no special strength or ability.
他曾经提到 他身上有一根刺。
He once mentioned that there was a thorn in his body.
他一直祷告求神把这个刺拿走，神都不听他。
And he kept praying for God to remove it, but God would not listen to him.
神只跟他讲一句：“我的恩典够你用。”
God only replied him one thing: "My grace is sufficient for you."
他求的是刺拿走啊，神说：“我的恩典够你用。”好像那个回答都没有回应。
What he asked for was the removal of his thorn, but what God replied was, my grace is sufficient for you. So it seems like God didn't really reply him.
但是在神的眼中，这一根刺不给他拿走就是恩典。
But in the eyes of God, the fact that he doesn't remove the thorn was actually his grace for Paul.
这个是很特别的道理。
This is a very special teaching.
刺有时候是恩典。
Thorn sometimes can be grace.
因为这一根刺让你感觉到，哇，我好软弱哦。
Because of this thorn, it helps you to realize that you are weak.
那神如果不拿走，我就要多祷告了，不然我怎么撑得下去？
If God doesn't remove it, then I have to pray more. Otherwise, I cannot go on.
当你一祷告，告诉神我很软弱的时候。
And as soon as you pray and confess to God that you are weak.
那神就喜欢人告诉他自己很软弱。
This is something that's pleasing to God.
神的力量就来了。
And God's strength will come down on you.
因为你很软弱，你也会常祷告。
And because you are weak, you will pray more.
所以每次软弱，每次就强壮。
And every time when you are weak, you will be made strong.
所以保罗啊，常常跟人家讲话说，其实我还挺软弱的。
So when Paul was talking to others, he often say, "I am actually quite weak."
我们敢不敢这样讲
？Are we dare to make this kind of confession?
如果有人告诉你。
If somebody were to tell you,
弟兄姐妹，哇，你常常来聚会哦，你信心一定很好。
Brother or sister, you have come to attend service so often, you must have very good faith.
你会怎么说
？What would you say?
感谢主啊，哎呀，信心还是很重要的。
Oh, thank God, faith is so important.
还是你会说，我信心就是因为不好，所以我才要常聚会。
Or will you reply, it is because that my faith is insufficient that I have to come to church more often.
家里很多操练，你不知道。
I have so much tribulation and test in my family.
我不靠神，我走不下去。
Without relying on God, I cannot walk on.
有机会再跟你喝咖啡聊聊。
If there's an opportunity, we should grab a coffee and I can talk to you about it.
这样子把自己的软弱讲出来。
So when you confess your weaknesses this way,
神的力量就来了。
God's strength will come down on you.
这两样是可以夸的。
So these two things are something that you can boast.
可以夸十字架。
You can boast of the cross.
可以夸自己的软弱。
And boast of your own weaknesses.
其他都不要夸。
All others do not boast.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
355首。
355.